we'll start out with the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth, we'll just look at part of the first chapter. You know the story already of Ruth and how she said that she would go with Naomi, but that's not what I'd like to talk about. There's a famine in the land, and Naomi, with her husband, Elimelech, and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, left Israel because of the famine. They got into Moab, and the two sons married Moabite women, Ruth and Orpah. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion died, and her husband died. So there were three widows. So she decided to go home when she found there was food at home, and the two daughters-in-law were coming to go with her, and she talked one of them out of it, but Ruth decided to stay with her. Verse 11. But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." Naomi said, "I'm more bitter than you are. I'm really bitter. I've lost a husband and two sons, and you just lost a husband. And I'm bitter because the Lord's hand is against me. He's picking on me, and I'm bitter toward God. The Lord's hand has gone out against me." And then in verse 19, so the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them, and the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi." The word Naomi means pleasant. She told them, "Call me Mara, call me bitter, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Back in verse 13, "It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." The Lord's hand has gone out against me. And now she says, "Call me bitter, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. The Lord has brought me back empty. The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." And guess whose fault it is? She's very clear. Well, it's a wonderful story. I just listened to it on tape today. It's a wonderful story, but it's a clear statement of how people feel when something goes wrong, that they didn't have anything to do with. You can see it in other places. I was reading it also in 1 Samuel on bitterness. But let's look over in Ephesians chapter 4. Normally, when I give this talk, I tell people that I'm going to lie to them sometime during the talk and straighten it out later. But I think I will just tell you when I lie right at that time. I don't want you to believe me too well, so when I try to straighten it out, it's Ephesians 4:31. "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." He tells us to be kind and compassionate to one another. And this kindness and compassion to one another means that we will forgive each other. In which way? Just as in Christ God forgave us. So that's the way our attitude should be toward each other. Forgiving, kind, and compassionate. Can I be kind and compassionate and bitter at the same time? No. That's to say, get rid of the bitterness. I can't carry out the positive command if I'm filled with bitterness on the negative. He said, get rid of it. And he doesn't equate it, but he associates bitterness with rage and anger, brawling and slander, and malice. None of these are nice words. But we think that bitterness is a nicer word than the others, because people have hung on to bitterness in a way that's justified.